tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's December 2nd, 2024, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. Today's episode is sponsored by Buzz Bicycles, an omni-channel e-bike brand that prioritizes direct-to-consumerism and has found success in its mission to deliver ultimate transportation solutions at an excellent value for its growing base of e-bike enthusiasts. The company has adopted an ethos that the freedom of riding should be fun and accessible for everyone, no matter what adventure lies ahead. As such, the Buzz team has utilized decades of industry experience to deliver a portfolio of e-bikes, all of which have been conceived and designed in Dayton, Ohio, that are comfortable, powerful, safe, and affordable. The lineup includes the Centris folding e-bike, which is as versatile and compact as it is fun. The Class 2 folding e-bike can easily navigate tougher terrain thanks to its 20x4-inch knobby tires and front suspension. The Centris is powered by a 48-volt, 500-watt-hour battery pack that can propel it to a top speed of 20 miles an hour for an all-electric range of up to 40 miles on a single charge. When you're not riding, the Centris from Buzz Bicycles folds to nearly 34 inches in length and 22 inches in height, making it easy to store at home or to carry in a vehicle on your way to your next ride. The Centris folding bike is available at buzzbicycles.com at a sale price of $8.99, but you can use the promo code ELECTRIC200 for additional $200 off your Buzz Bicycle. That's a $500 discount in total. Buzz Bicycles Black Friday deals are available now through the link in the description below, but these deals end November 8th, so check them out while supplies last. Thanks so much for Buzz for being a new sponsor for Quick Charge this month of December. And there is a ton of news happening right now, major automotive news to kick off the month, starting with Stellantis CEO stepping down and shares in the company absolutely plummeting more than 10% in a single day. Previously regarded as one of the most respected executives in the business, Tavares is now seen to have made one mistake too many, particularly in his handling of the company's key North American market. While hitting a stride in 2023, Tavares came under harsh review earlier this year after the automaker issued a profit warning on its 2024 result, which included a forecast for spending up to $10.5 billion. The company's shares have lost 40% of that value this year. Stellantis' success since its creation has been rooted in a perfect alignment between the reference shareholders, the board, and the CEO. That's according to Stellantis' senior independent director, Henry de Casteris, who said in a statement, quote, "However, in recent weeks, different views have emerged, which have resulted in the board and the CEO coming to today's decision." Stellantis said that it aimed to find a new leader in the first half of next year and that the process will be managed by a special committee of the board. Tavares, 62, was originally expected to retire at the end of his contract in early 2026. One of Tavares' biggest missteps in the U.S. involved bloating of inventories of Jeep, Chrysler, Ram, and Dodge vehicles sitting in factories or dealer parking lots, which sparked scathing criticisms from dealers. Vehicle deliveries fell 18% in North America in the first half of this year, with market share dropping from 10% to 8.2%. What's more, Stellantis was slow to lower vehicle prices in the face of tough competition from GM and Ford, with analysts saying that vehicle prices were too high for the core customers of those brands. In addition, the UAW has targeted Tavares specifically after the company laid off 1,200 workers at its Ram truck plant in Warren, Michigan, and announced plans to cut shifts from its Toledo plant, which builds the Gladiator pickup and resulted in the loss of another 1,100 jobs. In Europe, Stellantis brands Peugeot and Fiat have fumbled as well in the face of stiff competition from China's BYD, MG Motors, and Geely, while simultaneously losing massive ground in China, the world's biggest auto market. Global sales volume for the first half of the year fell 10%, and the third quarter dipped 20%, with U.S. sales down 17% in the first 9 months of the year. In 2023, profits were strong enough to encourage Stellantis to write Tavares a paycheck of $38.4 million in total compensation, earning him the title of the world's highest paid automotive CEO. Look, I've been no fan of Tavares since the beginning. He has been complaining about EVs and talking about EV mandates. He's been one of the biggest spreaders of misinformation about electrification since day one. Good riddance is my opinion. Now, that said, Stellantis isn't the only company struggling in the face of Chinese competition. Massive strikes at Volkswagen occurred today as thousands of workers walked off the job. The walkouts were scheduled for earlier this morning and were planned to last several hours and serve as a warning of possible 24-hour strikes on the horizon or even more drastic measures going forward. That's according to Reuters. The IG Metall Union, which represents 120,000 Volkswagen workers, has said it will take the fight all the way if it has to. Quote, if necessary, this will become the toughest wage dispute Volkswagen has ever seen. That's according to IG Metall's chief negotiator, Thurston Groger, who said in a statement, quote, how long and intense this dispute will be is Volkswagen's responsibility at the negotiating table. He added, Volkswagen has set our collective bargaining agreements on fire, and instead of extinguishing the fire during three rounds of negotiations, the management board keeps throwing open barrels of gasoline onto it. The strike comes after weeks of collective bargaining negotiations in which Volkswagen didn't back down from its plan to potentially slash thousands of jobs and close factories in Germany, a first in the automaker's 87-year history in that country. Volkswagen plans to close at least three factories, lay off thousands of workers, and trim pay for those remaining by 10%, all as it fights to stay alive amid stiff competition from China. The strikes today include Volkswagen's headquarters in Wolfsburg, as well as demonstrations at the Hanover plant, which employs about 14,000 people. Demonstrations are also expected at component and auto plants, including Emden, Salzgitter, and Brunswick. Now, all of that, of course, is in the face of stiff Chinese competition, and that competition is just getting better and better, and BYD just shattered its 2024 delivery goal after another record-breaking sales month in November. BYD sold 506,804 new energy vehicles in November, topping the previous record of 502,000 set last month. It was also BYD's second straight month crossing the 500,000 unit sales mark. Of the 504,003 passenger vehicles sold last month, 305,000 of those were plug-in hybrids, while the remaining 198,000 were all-electric EVs. BYD's electric vehicle sales rose 16% year-over-year, 4% from the roughly 190,000 units sold in October of 2024. Although plug-in hybrid sales were up 133% year-over-year, it was a slight decrease from the 310,912 units sold last month, breaking BYD's eight-month streak with higher plug-in hybrid sales. The record-breaking November sales were enough to push BYD over its stated 2024 delivery goal, and it still has a full month to go. Now, that's obviously well and good for BYD. They're not the only Chinese automaker having record sales, but another company that's been struggling to meet its 2023 numbers, let alone its ambitious 2024 records, is Tesla. Tesla has decreased lease prices on Cybertruck, which has proven much more difficult to sell than its giant backlog of orders had originally led the manufacturer to believe. Now, despite being a polarizing design that has a lot of critics, Tesla boasted over 1 million reservations for the Cybertruck when it was originally unveiled back in 2019. That led the company to believe that demand wouldn't be a problem, and they promised to sell hundreds of thousands of the trucks annually. However, things haven't played out that way. A combination of the production version being much more expensive than Tesla's original goal and the range of the vehicle being much shorter than originally announced has led to much of Tesla's backlog order disappearing. In fact, Tesla is estimated to have delivered between 40,000 and 50,000 Cybertrucks before exhausting its reservation backlog of allegedly 1 million vehicles. Anyone can order one right now without reservations and have it delivered within days in the United States. The Cybertruck also became Tesla's vehicle most quickly added to the referral program, which is essentially a $2,000 direct discount on the vehicle, and it was quickly added to its lease program. Today, Tesla has reduced the base lease price for the truck by 10% and more. The new lease prices for Cybertruck as of this morning, all-wheel drive available for $899 with 36 months with $7,500 down, with a tri-motor Cyberbeast coming in at $999 for 36 months with $7,500 down. Tesla has also recently started to offer lease buyouts for the first time in its history after claiming it wouldn't because it wanted to keep those used vehicles as a fleet of self-driving cars, which of course has yet to materialize. The reduction in Cybertruck lease prices is the latest of Tesla's many efforts to boost sales this quarter. The automaker hopes to achieve record sales of over 515,000 vehicles in order to not have deliveries down for 2024 compared to 2023. So what can we learn from all of these different stories? Well, it's that the EV market, like most mature markets, is a mixed bag. Some are doing really well, some aren't. But one company that's doing it absolutely right and delivering on the vehicle that its customers really want is Huffy. And they are offering 30% off their Huffy electric green machine during their Black Friday sales event. Today's episode is, of course, sponsored by Huffy Bicycles, a household brand name and e-mobility innovator. The company is celebrating 130 years in the segment, and Huffy's bikes are sold across thousands of retail locations, shipping millions of bikes to customers throughout the U.S. and 40 additional international markets each year. The Huffy name is known for products that deliver rider comfort, style, and durability, whether on a bike, trike, scooter, or ride-on. There's something for every member of the family to enjoy. And since 2019, Huffy's been calling riders together with their rally cry, Live the Ride, which encourages families to celebrate togetherness by exploring the outdoors atop its products. Huffy's lineup includes the new Huffy Electric Green Machine, a nostalgic, electrified version of the classic drift trike that Huffy fans know and love. This powerhouse trike is packed with 36 volts of electric power and a 250 watt front hub motor that lets riders reach exhilarating speeds up to 15 miles an hour at the push of a button. Perfect for thrill seekers ages 14 and up, the Electric Green Machine reignites the fun and excitement of childhood rides. The new Electric Green Machine is available on Huffy.com for $5.99. However, you can use promo code ELECTRECGM, that's ELECTRECGM for Green Machine, at checkout for an additional 30% off your purchase, valid on the Electric Green Machine only, now through December 8th, so act quickly while supplies last. Obviously, very excited to have Huffy as a sponsor. I loved riding my Green Machine as a kid, and I definitely am going to be riding one of these electric ones sooner than later. And if you yourself are in the market for an electric vehicle, you might want to act fast, because we don't want to sound alarmist, but it sure looks like President-elect Donald Trump and his billionaire buddies are plotting to kill the federal EV tax credit somewhat sooner than later once they take power in January. So I've put together a list of a bunch of 0% financing deals on new EVs, 2024 and 2025 models, that you can experience all month long. It's pretty self-explanatory. You can go back into the show notes and check those vehicles out as well. Finally, we like to end these shows talking about the environment, talking about sustainability, talking about the grid. Today is no different, and we're talking about the United States slapping anti-dumping tariffs on Southeast Asian solar panels. The U.S. has imposed new anti-dumping tariffs on solar panels imported from Southeast Asia, tightening restrictions on Chinese manufacturers accused of using these countries to avoid trade rules. South Korean headquarters Hanwha Qcells, which is building a major solar manufacturing supply chain in Georgia, that's the one you saw pictured above, joined forces with Arizona's First Solar and other U.S. manufacturers to file a petition in April. They urged the Biden administration to impose tariffs on solar panels and cells from the four Southeast Asian countries, accusing Chinese companies of solar panel dumping. Solar dumping is when a company sells solar panels abroad for less than the cost to make them or below their fair market value. It's a tactic intended to grab market share by undercutting local manufacturers, which can crush domestic competition, enabling these countries to raise their prices later when they're the only game in town. Governments often step in with tariffs to protect their home industries from these unfair pricing moves. Friday's announcement marks the second preliminary decision in an ongoing U.S. government investigation, which began after anti-subsidy duties were put in place in October. Reuters reports that the U.S. Commerce Department posted on its website, quote, the agency calculated dumping duties between 21 and 271%, depending on the company. Affected companies include Chinese headquartered Jinko Solar and Trina Solar. However, Hanwha Qcells' Malaysian-made products received no dumping duties. That's all we've got for today, December 2nd, 2024. We are going to be covering the latest news of the day all month long. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss any of it.